Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, everybody. Super excited to see you all. I am in Seattle, Washington, but didn't want to miss you guys. Oh, crap. And apparently high-quality video mode has been deactivated because the internet is not fast enough. So my apologies to everybody having to live through the low-quality internet mode apparently we're dealing with. I am on my new Facebook Live thing here, the what's it called? So still trying to figure out, trying to figure out where all the chat is. Today we are going to talk about something that no one ever talks about, but is so important, which is one of my favorite things, and how do we actually go on vacation with our cleaning company? That is probably throughout my whole deal here has been figuring out how to, you know, I've been in business for 20 years and trying to figure out how to go on vacation while owning a business. Not only go on vacation, but actually have fun has been huge. Denise from New Jersey says, hello, good to see you, young lady. Glad to have you. Welcome. Where is my notes? All right, I am still learning how to use this new kind of interface. So I'm just dealing. Hey, Jolu in the house. I can't, it wouldn't be a Facebook Live if I didn't have my buddy Jolu on. So good to have you, man. Good to see you. All right. So today we're going to dive into and I thought this would be fun because it's, this is live from Seattle. I am on vacation and I don't own a cleaning business. I help you guys with your cleaning business, but I just figured, you want to practice what you preach. And that is definitely one thing I did when I had my businesses, cleaning and otherwise. Was going on vacation as we did it. Omar in the house, good to have you, Omar and Anna from Advantage, Jolu, Denise, good to see you. So the problem is you love your business. If you're like me, it's so much fun to grow it and we just love and we'll do anything for our business, but we never get a vacation. And a lot of times we feel like that's what's healthy and it's okay. And TJ says happy almost noon. It's 10:30 where I'm at, TJ. So literally I'm on vacation while working with you guys, telling you how not to work while on vacation. But the thing is, I love what I do, and it is 10:30 where I'm at now. When I'm done with this live, my wife and I are gonna go have a ton of fun. And as much as we love you, we won't be thinking about you. Well, we'll probably still think about you, but we won't be working. So again, the problem that a lot of us face in owning a cleaning company is we love our business, we'll sacrifice anything for it, but we never get a vacation. And the cost of that can be not only burnout, right? And a lot of times we burn out way sooner than we think we're burnt out, right? So we feel like I could do this for another couple weeks or months or years. And you can go through the motions, and just because the wheels doesn't fall off your business and it doesn't totally shut down does not mean that it's you're not burnt out and you're working at your optimum performance. So ultimately, when you don't take vacations, not only will it cost you your relationships, your physical health, burnout, which is going to kill your business, it'll ultimately, believe it or not, cost your business. I've seen that happen over and over again when people think their business can't survive without them. And they never leave it. And then what happens is they become such a raving lunatic because they never get any time off or ability to decompress. It can't survive with them because they've got a crazy person that hasn't had a vacation in 3 years at the helm. So we want to talk today about how to make sure you can actually run a cleaning business profitably and take healthy vacations and make sure that you run your cleaning business and it doesn't run you. So, the big foundational concept, if you guys just take one thing away from today's time, if you got this, it would be well worth it. You are not here to serve your business. It is here to serve you. So many people I coach, and I've done this, I've been there, so don't hear me judging here. This is a guy that's gone through this. Hey, Emma from the UK, good to have you, young lady. I have been to the point where time or money or relationships or passion or anything my business needed, right? It said jump, I said how high, and I have absolutely been a slave to my business where I couldn't escape and I did wherever it wanted, no matter what it wanted, whether it's healthy for me or for the business. If it needed cash, I'd give it cash. If it needed me to ignore my family on a night I told them I would. I don't do that now, but I hate to say it, I have done that. So that belief that we are here to serve our business, when I'm looking up, I'm not looking at anything, that's just how I think. With the camera, I can see it looks like I'm looking at something. There's nothing there. Here, I'll show you. It's nothing exciting, I promise. So that's just me thinking. Anyway, that belief of I'm here to serve my business and whatever it needs, I'll give it even to my own detriment is going to kill you. We've got to get to the point that we created our businesses to serve us. And the moment they stop serving us and our families and our goals, it's time to kill them or reinvent them, right? But there is no circumstance. A lot of people feel like, I can't do this, I can't do that, I have to do that, I've got to be a slave to my business. Those are all lies from the pit of hell. Your business exists solely because you created it, and everything right about your business you get full credit for, and everything wrong about your business you've got to take 100% responsibility for. The good news is, because it's all your fault, you can change 100% of it. So there is no business that's irredeemable. There is no business that we can't turn around and decide it is going to serve me and my family as opposed to me giving everything that the business asks for, period. So that's the first foundational thing that we're going to grow on, is our business lives to serve us. We never live to serve it. And as soon as we get that out of whack, everything's out, right? We've got to get that fixed first. So the next thing is, we think it's no big deal that we don't take vacations, or no one gets vacations for the first couple of years. That is not true. The reality is, it will kill you and your business. You've got to take vacations. One of the better business leaders of our time, Jack Welch, founder of GE, said that he had only like three big ideas on the decades he ran GE, and all three of those were on times of extended vacation. He would go for months at a time on vacation. Again, when he worked hard, but when he was on vacation, he played hard and he really relaxed, and he said he got his three big businesses for GE, all of which on vacation. So you don't even know what you don't know, right? We don't know what we're robbing our business of when we go on vacation and, or don't go on vacation and get burnt out. We don't even know the lack of creativity that's killing our business or costing our business, because how do you know what you don't know, right? So the false is, it's no big deal, I don't take vacations. No one gets to take their vacations the first couple of years. The reality is, that kind of thinking will kill your business. Logan says, hello from Tennessee. Glad to have you, my friend. The next one is, a lot of people believe when I do go on vacation, I should expect to worry a ton and still work, and it's not going to be a real vacation, right? It's going to be maybe a 2 or 3 day thing, and I'm going to work a lot. The reality of the situation is, for most humans, including myself, it can take a day or two just to decompress, right? So if we have a 2 or 3 day vacation, the problem is, the first day we're really decompressing from the work of the day, and the second day we're worried about going home, so we never really get a vacation. So two things. One, we want to make sure that 2 and 3 day vacations are great. Little breaks like that can be a lot of fun. They can really be but it's like a nap, right? You can't live on napping. You've got to get some sleep sometimes. So that doesn't mean naps aren't good or don't have their place. But if we try to replace sleep with naps, we are going to be a walking zombie. Just the same thing if we try and replace real long extended vacations with 2 or 3 day breaks, that's going to be a problem. The second thing is, it is not a vacation if you just work from a different location, right? And again, we're here in Seattle. It's 10:30. 10:37. I'll be done hanging out with you guys in 10-20 minutes, and then that's it, right? So it's okay to do a little work. For me, I've tried sitting on the beach and just disconnecting entirely, and sometimes that's the appropriate thing that we need in our lives and our business, where we just are out altogether, and I've done that. And sometimes I'll go, hey, I can take more vacations if I'll work 3 or 4 hours in the morning, or even 2 or 3 hours in the morning, do just the important stuff, and then take the rest of the time vacation. And for me, not for you, and I'm still going to I like sharing with what I do and what I've done, so you guys know. We came here, I think, on Thursday or Friday we flew out, and Lori says, hello from Flip Flop Cleaners of Florida. I don't know why I like that name, but it's super memorable. But yeah, I think we took Saturday and Sunday completely off. I worked a little bit in the morning on Monday yesterday. Today's Tuesday. I worked in the morning. I'm going to be done about 11 o'clock. So the two kinds of vacation are, one where you work in a box that's on purpose. And for me, that kind of works, because I don't know about you guys, but I'll go nuts if I sit and don't do anything for, 6 days, anything productive is just sitting on a beach. I'm going to go nuts, right? So if my kids are all on vacation, or we're doing all sorts of fun stuff together, I'm going to disconnect and do that. But if it's too much just sitting around, that drives me crazy. So one way to take a vacation is to work a little bit in the morning, controlled work, right? So we don't want to stress. If I'm constantly throughout the day taking emails and texts and I'm worried about problems, that's not the kind of work I'm talking about. All the work that I'm doing right now is on my business, hanging out with you guys, nothing stressful, things I really enjoy doing. I'm going to save the big stressful decision-making stuff for when I get home. The second way is a total disconnect. Those can be great too, but the reality is, Lori says she's sitting on the beach right now, so I like that we got two vacationers talking to one another. The second kind is a total disconnect, which is great, but you've got to make sure that you got the system systems and processes to do that. So I guess the big takeaway from this part of it is you want to make sure your vacations are long enough to really be a vacation. You can mix short little 2 or 3 day getaways along with like week or 2 week vacations. And you can also mix vacations where you work a little bit, but inside of a box, right? We never have a vacation. We're just working all the time and it's not controlled, right? You're going to have like these specific 2 or 3 hours, 4 at the most a day I'm going to work. The rest I'm totally off. You can mix those with times and days on vacation where you're completely off. The one thing you don't want is vacations where you're working. So we're going to talk about how to do that because everyone feels like, well, I would love to do that, Mike. How do I do that? Well, let's get to that. Another belief that people get is, so the way that we do that is we create systems where you're working on our business 100% of the time as opposed to in our business, right? So if you're always working on your business, you're never cleaning, you're never doing payroll, you're never scheduling, you're never driving supplies, Did I say doing payroll? I hate it so much I said it twice. So when you're working in your business, stuff like that, that stuff needs to be done all the time. And if you stop doing it, someone needs to do it or it doesn't get done, right? So that can be a problem if you're working in your business. If you are working 100% on your business, then you can leave your business anytime, right? If you're only doing projects that you can pick up or set down because they work kind of on the schedule that you do, you can leave your business anytime. So that is the key to be able to go on vacation anytime you want is work exclusively on your business as opposed to in it. One thing that I coach my folks to do that can help is if you are going to work in your business, which is going to be returning calls and doing BS stuff, box that inside of your schedule for an hour a day. I like two little half hour chunks or two 45 minute chunks or 1:45, but an hour, hour and a half at the most a day where you say, okay, I'm going to allow myself to work on my business or in my business. Sorry. And you can even tell your employees, hey, and your customers and your vendors, these are the times you can get a hold of me, right? These little boxes of time you can get a hold of me and I will have that in the business conversation with you. And the cool thing is that when you go on vacation, you just set down all the on your business stuff that you've been working on and you might still work that 30 or 45 or 60 or 90 minutes a day in your business on the phone, but that's the only time that you're going to work. So I guess the trick is you want to start creating systems. And first and foremost, you want to run your company with core values, right? Because you can have systems and processes, but for us, with my car dealership, I had a deal where our values were and are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And as long as somebody made a decision, they could tell me how they thought it was best exemplifying having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, then it was good to go, right? So we first and foremost want to have a foundation of employees running the company with values. And second of all, we want to make sure that we got systems and processes in place. So even when we're there, they're not coming to us with a bunch of headaches, right? So there is some, and there's two sides to this because people always ask, how do you go on vacation? The short answer is you go, right? There's a lot of times we have this fear that we think if we go, everything's going to fall apart. We're going to come back and the employees are going to turn into a parking lot. I've never coached anyone through or been in a business myself where that's actually been the case. Things typically go better than we expect and the worst that we always fear never happens. So part of the magic is just going, right? At some point, you just have to pull the plug and say, I'm going to go and I'm just going to deal with it. And, you know, if you had a death in the family or some sort of tragedy, God forbid, there would be a time where you just say, I'm not going to show up. And people just manage to figure it out, right? Maybe not the way that you would, but they still figure it out. So the kind of steps are, first and foremost, have a foundation where your company's running on your core values. Second, have systems and processes that guide them so they can make good decisions within those core values. Third, work on your business as opposed to in your business. And then fourth, when you got to go, you got to go. Emma says, I have to go to somewhere for a week on the 10th, but I have a business partner. Yeah, so this should be a lot easier if you are, and hello, Diane from Pennsylvania. This should be a lot easier if you have a business partner. If you have a business partner, there should just be an agreement where we both take X amount of vacations. But we're not even going to talk about that because that's the easy one. If you've got a partner, he or she can run it while you're gone. Unless that partner is your spouse, then they should be on vacation with you, right? So if you don't have a partner, the key is, just like we said, core values-based biz, the core value foundation, run by systems and processes that work, and then at some point, you working the bulk of your time, if not all of your time, on the business as opposed to in it. When you have all those things set up, and guess what? If you've been listening to the podcast or watching the videos, you've known that that's what you want to do anyway. So it's not like these are, you know, to go on vacation, I got to do this, and to build a healthy business, I got to do this. They're the same things. The things that build a healthy business are exactly the things that are going to allow you to take a vacation. And business says, Lori says this business can be really stressful. So it's very important to decompress. Couldn't agree more. Mario says, hey, finally made it to a live feed. Oh, Mario from Goodyear. I got someone. So funny. Mario's in Goodyear, which is local to me, but I'm in Seattle. So he finally gets on and I'm in the same country. Hello, Tessa from Washington. Good to have you on, young lady. So those are the big concepts. There's a couple of the things I wanted to make sure I've gotten. Oh, here's a belief that'll kill your ability to go on vacation, not to mention your business. That belief that, am the source of everything, right? I know everything. I'm the problem solver. When anything goes wrong, the employees come to me and I put on my Superman cape and I answer all their questions. That will absolutely kill you, okay? So we want to move from employees coming to you to make decisions, because if they're trained on that, you'll never go on vacation, right? If every employee or customer or vendor is trained, if anything goes wrong, go to the owner. It feels great for the first couple of months because employees come to you with customers and you answer their questions, and vendors come to you with customers and or with problems, and customers, everyone comes to you with problems, right? And we feel great because we can snip, snap, snap, solve all these problems. But two things happen. One, we go home and maybe our spouse is like, what'd you do today? And you're like, I have no idea. And she's like, you left 11 hours ago. What did you get accomplished? You're like, I put out 116 fires. Oh, will they be gone forever? You put them out forever? Nope. They'll be just 116 new fires tomorrow. We want to make sure we're not doing that when we are the center of the universe, of our business universe. That's exactly what happens. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we can never leave. We can never go on vacation because nobody is trained what to do. So we want to replace you being the Superman, which can feel good at the beginning, but it'll wear on you, man, right? Like, I'm assuming how drugs are. I've never taken drugs, but I have a feeling the first couple times you take them are probably awesome. It's a couple weeks and months in where your life unravels. So I think that ability to answer and be Superman can be a drug-like thing, right? It feels like a quick endorphin rush or a quick pop to feel good that you can solve a problem or be the smart guy or gal or just be the hero for the business for everybody, right? It feels good at the beginning, but then we get addicted to that. And when we want to decompress and go, hey, figure something out yourself, don't make me have to be here to make this thing spin, it can be a problem. So we want to make sure that we are not running a culture that depends on you. And the cool thing is, the way that you fix that is you can say, ask core values-based questions, right? So if someone comes to you and says, hey, what do we do? Someone didn't show up, right? As opposed to giving them the answer, ideally have a system. But if you don't have a system, you can just go through your core values. Well, what's the most fun thing to do, right? Would that be to call somebody else in? Would it be to pay someone extra? Would it be to call a customer and ask for, you know, can we come clean a different time? How would we make the most money, right? What's going to be the most real? We committed to our customers, we're going to be there. And how can we help out the best, right? So you can start asking core value-based questions to understand what the answer is. And so that's the way that we can start transitioning from you being the hero and answering all the questions to people figuring stuff out on their own, is showing them how to walk through the core values to answer the questions. So another thing that's going to kill you from ever getting to go on vacation or scale a business beyond what you can have is that belief that no one can do it like me, right? No one cleans like me. No one builds, scheduling is a big thing. I just had our Millionaire Mastermind retreat where we got to really dive into business with those guys and had so much fun. And one of the things we talked about is scheduling, right? These are the best of the best, very successful business owners, and some of them are still doing their own scheduling. And they feel like no names, but you can promise they're out there hearing this. They feel like, I'm the only one that can schedule, right? Even when I go on vacation, I got to do the scheduling. Well, that belief that I'm the only one that can do this is, and the problem is, I had a group of, 10 of them or something, and all of them might have believed at some point in their business that they were the only one who could create the schedule, but there's 10 of them that all created schedules for their business. So there was proof right next to them that other human beings can create schedules. That's a great example of, we've got to get out of that belief that I'm the only one that can do it. Nobody can do it like me. The truth of the matter is systems are always going to do a better job than you will, believe it or not, because it's, when somebody calls in and that person is a friend of mine, or I feel strongly towards them, or they promised they're going to be in and they didn't, there's all these emotions, and then it's this customer that's pissed off, and there's all this emotion that comes in, and I'm stuck trying to make a decision. But the problem is, I'm like, oh, I've got all this emotion going on, and I'm not really equipped to make a decision. I might make a decision out of panic. Mario says, preach it, Mike. This is gold. Glad you're loving it, Mario. And this is recorded, so if you miss something or whatever, you could always play it back. So the reality of the situation, God bless it, Mario, you say all these nice things, you get my head big and fat, and I forgot what I was talking about. So we think that we can do it better than other people in systems. The reality is, a system is created outside of the emergency, right? So we're going to, when things aren't an emergency, we're not worried about someone calling in. We're going to just think through when anybody calls in, not my brother-in-law or this person that said they'd never call in or anything with any weird emotional attachments. When something goes wrong, what are we going to do? And we create that system. We're not in an emergency situation. We're not tired. And we can create that system over a span of days or weeks, right? It might take hours. We might have this version and that version. We're going to make it better and better and better and write it down. So the reality is, once we have systems that are written that are maybe version 5.0 or 6.0, and if we've improved and improved and improved over weeks or months of time, those are going to be far better than any decision making you can do off the top of your head, right? So not only do we have to get rid of the belief that you're the only one that can do it and that you're the best one to do it, we have to go to, not only can systems do it as well as you, they can do it better, right? We are just as humans our decision-making process depends on how much sleep we got, if we ate well, how frustrated we are, what our emotional state is, if we had a fight with our wife before we left, all sorts of crazy things that are not what's best for our business. But systems can be, they don't have any of that stuff, right? So systems not only can do it as well as what you can do, they do it better. Brendan says, hello from Home Care Solution from Reading, Pennsylvania. I need a vacation. You're in the right spot, Brendan. We're talking about that all day, every day. A lot of vacation folks in here. All right, so we've got to eliminate that belief that, I'm the only way that can do it. And a perfect example is McDonald's, right? If you gave me right now, and I'm a pretty bright fella, you said, go make me a hamburger and fries and a Coke. It would probably take me an hour and a half. I looked to the right. There's actually, I don't know if you guys can see it. There's a there's a barbecue right there. So I was going to say, first I have to find a cooking thing. Well, I just turned right. It happened to be there. I'm hoping that propane sticks. I'd have to go to the store. I'd have to buy a bunch of ingredients. I don't know where I'd get fries. I have no idea how to make fries. If I'm assuming I'd have to get a potato and fry it. It would take me hours to get it, and it probably wouldn't be that great. And I'm a bright guy. I'm pretty highly compensated. You can find any minimum wage person anywhere in the world, certainly in the United States, that can make the exact same burger with all the complexity, with the 17 different ingredients, take money for it, get the sales tax, put the account for it properly, get it delivered, put it in the package, all that crap. They can get someone up to speed to do that in 20 minutes, right? So we've got to get off that belief, and they believe the systems are more important than, whoever the owner, Ray Kroc, I think has passed away, but he didn't go, no one can make a burger better than me. I got to be out there making these terrible burgers myself, right? He made a system. So I promise, just making one burger is far less complex than cleaning a house or cleaning an office, not to demean what we do. It's very important work. I just don't want anyone you get fooled into, my business is different. It's too complex, right? Brain surgeons, pilots, they all use systems and checklists, right? So if those very complex tasks can be systematized down and taught from person to person, I promise cleaning houses and businesses can be systematized. So we got to get off of that false belief of no one can do it better, I can do the best. Finally, this is the last thing that makes me crazy, and then we're going to talk about what you can do to fix this thing, is a lot of people believe, well, it makes sense. I wouldn't get paid when I go on vacation, right? Some of you, a lot of you guys, probably my favorite problem to solve for you, Cleaning Nation, is helping cleaners, right? People that have a cleaning business, but they're really just cleaners themselves. Maybe they have a helper or two, maybe not. But if you're in the field cleaning at least half your time or more, you do not have a cleaning business. You are a cleaner. You have a cleaning job, maybe with some helpers that maybe gets paid a little better than other cleaners, but you just have a cleaning job, right? So making that transition from cleaner to owner is huge. And one of the massive benefits is, on top of some people that don't have a bunch of employees or systems and just have a job, they can, like, I can take a vacation anytime. Well, sure, if you don't mind not getting paid, right? If you're in a situation where, like, when I show up, I get paid, and when I don't, I don't. So when you want to go on vacation, you've got to A, tell all your people, which looks super unprofessional, right? Hey, I'm going on vacation. I know I told you I'd clean, but now I can't. On top of that, your pay just stops, right? And maybe some of those you can reschedule for before and after, but you're going to take a big dip on pay. And I don't know about you, but when I go on vacation, I spend money like water, right? We got to pay for plane tickets and VRBOs and cars, and we always eat out and blah, 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 blah. Everyone knows vacations are expensive. So the double whammy of vacations being expensive and us feeling like we're not making any money, right? Our money in spigot has turned off, makes it kind of financially not feasible or really stressful to take a vacation. It's like, not only is this going to cost me a ton of money, but all my money I'm earning is going to go away. So we got to get away from that belief of it makes sense. It's totally reasonable for when I go on vacation, me to stop getting paid. That's crazy. We got to all look at, that's insane, right? So the big answer to how do I go on vacation is, I'm going to give you the last kind of summary because I don't want anyone to miss it. First and foremost, we got to move, no matter what, vacations, we want to move out of cleaner into owning a cleaning business. That's a huge, probably if I could give you, all of you guys that haven't made that transition yet, the biggest gift, that gift might be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your business. So transition from cleaner to owner. Once you do that, you want to run your company with, hello, Verna, nice to have you, young lady. You want to run your company with your core values, so people can always make decisions off of the core values. What's the most fun? What's to make money for us and for the company? How can we help out? And how can we be real? Those are mine. The second thing is make sure that you got systems and processes that back up those core values to kind of put up the bumper rails, right? To make it easy for them when something goes wrong, they don't go to you, they go to system and process. And the third thing is, you want to set up a culture where people don't come to you for everything. They're independent, right? They know how to look to the systems and the core values to make decisions. They don't feel like they need to come to you, both your customers, your employees, your vendors, everybody. And then finally, you just got to go, right? At some point, there's just taking the leap and jumping off and saying, I'm going to go on vacation. All right. I think that's what I had. I'm going to give you guys a super fantastic option. If you got any questions, put them in the chat, and I'll see if I can answer a couple before we go. But if you would like me to walk through how to systematize your business, how to create a business that you can be on vacation from, speaking from vacation, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Even, I'll just tell you guys, I think I had two or three slots open for vacation while I was here, and I just worked in the morning and then not in the afternoon. So there's limited slots because I am in Seattle, and we're flying home, I think, tomorrow. So obviously limited slots then. But anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Go there right now. If you would like me to sit down with you and take a look at what's working in your business, what's not working in your business, where you want to be, and help come up with a plan to get you there. Certainly if that includes getting out of cleaning and start owning your business, that is, again, probably my most favorite transition we help people make. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. My lovely, amazing bride on vacation with me. Poor girl. She's having to work while I do, but we're about done. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. There's no charge. There's a complimentary session for us to take a look at where you are, where you want to be, and see if we can't come up with a plan to get you there. So that's it, guys. Really enjoyed you guys coming with me. Really enjoyed being able to broadcast from vacation. But now I'm going to take my wife out to a lovely lunch. We're going to go to, I think, the Pop Culture Museum in Seattle. So if anyone's interested, ask me on Thursday's broadcast when I'm home, and I'll tell you how that thing is. Anyway, you guys are great. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the community. Can't wait to talk to you when we're on Thursday. And feel free to reach out, Cleaning Nation, in the Facebook group, and let us know about how you take vacations. Or if you're struggling to take a vacation, let us know so we can reach out and give you the tools that you need. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk if you would like my help. You guys are the best. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you Thursday. I've got to figure out how to shut this thing down now. I don't know how to do it. Oh, wait, finish. See you guys. End broadcast.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.